and welcome to OSCE-8 podcasts. For further revision material, please visit www.osce-aid.co.uk. We hope you enjoy listening. The Demanding Patient. This podcast will teach you how to manage a demanding or a difficult patient. In a clinical consultation, there may be a mismatch of the patient's and the doctor's agendas. For example, a patient may perceive that they need antibiotics for a throat infection, whereas the doctor might disagree. This can lead to challenging conversations requiring excellent communication skills, for example, if a patient felt potentially let down or angry that their requests are not being met. We will discuss how to best handle this sort of scenario here with key tips and an example. In your introduction, like any consultation, make sure you introduce yourself and consent the patient when you first meet them. Give them time to explain why they've come to see you. Eliciting a patient's agenda early on will help you plan the framework for your own consultation. Check if they have any particular concerns before proceeding further.
Hello, Mrs. Evans. My name is Dr. Marks, and I'm one of the doctors in this practice. How can I help you today? I understand that you've come in to talk about your sore throat. If it's all right, I'll ask you a few questions and then examine you. After that, we can discuss what to do next. Before we begin, was there anything that you were particularly worried about?
You'll then need to take a full history and examine the patient. History-taking tips can be found at www.osce-aid.co.uk. In this scenario, the patient has a 3-day history of a sore throat and a dry cough. There's no fever. On examination, she looks well and her temperature is 37 degrees. The throat looks a bit erythematous, but there's no quincy, exudata or membrane, and no cervical lymphadenopathy. You suspect that she's got a viral throat infection. Next, you have to move on to explain this to the patient. Once you have a differential diagnosis in mind, it's very important to relay this information to the patient in a clear and a jargon-free way. You should explain what the diagnosis is, what causes it, and how you would like to proceed from here. Methods to explain more complex diagnoses are addressed in another podcast. Generally, you should remember to provide this information in bite-sized chunks and to check understanding regularly.
I've taken a history and examined you today. Based on this, I think you have tonsillitis. Have you heard of this before? As you might know, tonsillitis is an infection of the tonsils. These organs are part of the immune system and usually they help to fight off infection. Infection can lead to swelling of the tonsils, pain, difficulty swallowing, and a fever. I know that you've had some of these symptoms yourself. In the vast majority of cases, tonsillitis is caused by a viral infection. This is what we call a self-limiting condition, which means it will pass with time by itself. Usually, this takes about a week. Because tonsillitis is usually caused by a virus, antibiotics won't help to treat it. I would recommend that you take regular painkillers and salt mouthwashes, and that this should settle itself in about 7 days. Have you got any questions, or is there anything else that I can clarify?
The crux of this consultation will be constructing a management plan with the patient. There may be circumstances where the patient does not agree with your assessment of them. In your OSCE, you might be presented with a patient such as this who might become angry or upset when they don't receive the treatment that they expected to. This can be a very difficult scenario for any experienced physician. We'll now discuss some tips on how to best manage this kind of scenario in your OSCEs. Number 1. Recognise how that patient feels. This will allow you to directly address their concerns. It can require a great deal of skill, but involves you paying attention to subtle visual and vocal cues. It's important not to ignore these cues, and in your exam, you could lose valuable marks if you do. Number 2. Acknowledge the patient's feelings. This can make a patient feel like you really understand them.
I can see you're frustrated that I've not offered you antibiotics today.
It's important to explore this understanding and the reason behind their feelings. This will help you to direct your consultation. For example, the patient might not understand that antibiotics have side effects, so are best avoided if not indicated. Or the patient may cite a time in the past where they received antibiotics and their throat actually improved. Number 3, you should directly respond to a patient's concerns in your explanation and explain the reasons behind your decision making.
Could you tell me a little bit more about why you feel so frustrated? Tonsillitis is very rarely caused by a bacterial infection. Even in this case, if it were caused by a bacteria, studies show that antibiotics actually wouldn't make much of a difference to the length of your illness. This is because your body usually removes the infection within a few days anyway. On top of this, antibiotics can actually cause other side effects like nausea and diarrhea, which could make you feel much worse.
Number 4, it's important to keep calm and remain composed during a heated conversation, and remain patient. If the patient raises their voice or stands up, attempt to de-escalate the situation and do not mimic their aggressive behaviour. Remain seated, speak in a calm and even tone, and acknowledge their distress.
I do appreciate that this is not what you wanted to hear and that you're frustrated, but please take a seat and we can talk about the best way to resolve this.
Number 5. If you have any doubt about your plan, consider asking for help. This will not be seen as a sign of weakness and actually demonstrates to the examiner that you're aware of your own limitations.
I am happy to speak to the consultant about this if you feel that you'd like a second opinion. After that, I can get back to you if we decide to change the plan in any way. However, I must tell you, I think it's likely that she will agree with my plan to stay off antibiotics and to monitor you for now.
Number 6. Check understanding and again offer to answer any further concerns.
Do you have any further questions or is anything else worrying you today?
Lastly, number 7, offer to meet them again. This demonstrates your ability to safety net and also to support the patient.
If you'd like, we can arrange another meeting to see how you're doing in 5 days' time. If you're feeling better by then, and I think that you probably will, you can cancel the appointment. If things aren't any better or if they're getting worse, I can reassess you and we can take it from there.
We hope that this podcast has given you tips on how to manage a demanding patient. Please do listen to our other OSCE-AID podcasts on communication and history-taking skills.